Tuesday this week, one of the largest unions in Australia, the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Unions New South Wales branch, placed a green ban on two historically significant sites in Parramatta. The Premier and the New South Wales government want to demolish two historic buildings to build the new Powerhouse Museum. The problem is, not many people are behind them. Why move and dissolve a fantastic museum that's loved by all? Why demolish some of Sydney's most important cultural and environmental heritage to do so? Is the government actually listening to the people? Well, to find out more about this story, we're joined by Suzette Mead from the North Parramatta Residents Action Group. Suzette, thank you so much for joining us this morning. How are you?
I'm exhausted after Tuesday. It was an enormously emotional day to stand with the CFMEU in front of Willow Grove, one of the buildings that have had a green ban called on them. It was especially emotional because it's the first green ban that's been called since Jack Mundy's passing, who is the father of the green bans, who saved the rocks. You know, all these wonderful places we celebrate in Sydney, like the Queen Victoria Building, the State Theatre, are here today because of the CFMEU, Jack Mundy and the Builders Labourers Union back in the day. And it was just really emotional to call this green ban again in the name of Jack Mundy.
Oh my God, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting goosebumps listening to you. And I'm actually getting a little bit welled up.
So, yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Tuesday and the background behind the day for anyone who might not be aware.
So it's quite a controversial project in New South Wales at the moment. They want to close the Powerhouse Museum. And I just have to correct you, they're not actually bringing a museum to Parramatta as promised.
Oh, okay.
They've actually called it the Powerhouse Parramatta, and it's a flexible exhibition space that can be leased out for commercial functions and will have some of the collection brought in and refreshed regularly, we're being told. So we're losing this enormously important museum, and the building it's in Ultimo, that's served many families over 100 years, and it's being smashed apart. Pieces are going into storage, going all over New South Wales. Parramatta's not getting it. So we're not getting a museum. We're getting historical buildings knocked down, and we're just not being heard. We've spent 4 years trying to be heard, and we went to the CFMEU in February this year and went to them and pleaded that we needed some help. We needed a voice. We needed someone sticking up for us, which is what green bans are about. It's when the people aren't being heard.
Yeah.
And obviously COVID hit, so things got a little bit difficult for us to obviously make any public statements and have people out in force. But we've now got just a few weeks left to object to this project via the Department of Planning's website. So we really wanted to make a stand yesterday and say that we will put bodies on the line in front of these buildings if they're touched. It's the wrong site and it's the wrong museum.
Yeah. And what do you think it is that the CFMEU saw in your plight that they got on board?
Well, this so much fast vanishing heritage, especially going in Parramatta. It's the state government is just obliterating so much heritage. We lost a pub older than Perth just 3 weeks ago in the dead of night.
In the dead of night.
Yep, it was like the Joe Bjorky Peterson days in the 80s in Queensland when pubs were razzed in the night. They had it just got smashed in the middle of the night, built by convicts from the First Fleet, all for a metre and a half into the light rail line. Now, this light rail line is also going through one of the oldest convict sites called the Parramatta Female Factory, right through the middle of this 30-hectare precinct. So it's you really have to sleep with one eye open in Parramatta. The heritage is just going fast. Now, we called on the CFMEU in 2015 for the female factory site to be saved from 4,000 units in 25-storey towers. So this is the second green ban. This is the second time the union have had to come to the residents' rescue in Parramatta, and we are so grateful for them. And I've heard from them this morning that they are being inundated with emails and calls from all over New South Wales from people thanking them and offering to come and chain themselves to the fence.
Oh, my God.
So this is really big. And the Premier really needs to stop being so stubborn and listen to the people.
Listen to the people. Why do you think the government is so hell-bent on demolishing these sites?
Well, Willie, that's the $1.5 billion question because it makes no sense. It makes no sense for the people in Pyrmont that are fighting this, in Ultimo, in all over eastern Sydney, and it makes no sense for us in western Sydney because we're not getting the museum Parramatta deserves. We are the cradle city of Australia, Parramatta.
Yeah.
This is where the colony started. We've got enormous Indigenous history with the Darug First Nations people. We could have the Museum of New South Wales. We don't have one.
I know.
We could be telling the story of First Nations people, the convicts, to our free migrants, all in a 30-hectare precinct in North Parramatta. Doesn't flood. Don't need to knock down any heritage.
It's amazing.
There's so many options and they're being ignored. Your question of why is on everyone's lips.
Yeah. Ex-Premier Bob Carr, he's labelled the Berejiklian government's plans as shockingly flawed.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, exactly what you were saying actually before, the dismantling of this museum that has been built up over generations.
Mm-hmm.
They're also going to destroy a legacy out there. It's going to scatter the contents forevermore. I mean, surely there's a better way. What can listeners do, Suzette, if they wish to get behind this campaign with
Look,
you?
Look, there's so many groups behind this. It's I can't even begin where to point you, where to start. There's the Save the Powerhouse Museum Facebook site. We've got a Save Willow Grove Facebook site, and we've got a very simple link at the top of the Facebook page of how you write an objection. We've got another 3 weeks to make an objection to the Department of Planning. And all you have to do is write, I object to the Powerhouse Parramatta project. And then you list your reasons why.
Yep.
It's important. We have a green ban. And that is so enormously encouraging because it gives us a platform and it gives us a louder voice. But the only way to make change is by individual actions. And if we want people to jump in and be as legendary as Jack Mundy, then we need every person making an objection. Every voice counts.
Yep. And Suzette, what's driving you in all this?
Look, I'm my children are fourth generation born Western Sydney Parramatta kids, and I have endless love for Parramatta. I just love its heritage and its roots, and I think we're on a precipice of making a really, really great tourist destination for Parramatta. We've got so much real culture and real stories that would make an international destination of world heritage, and I really want that to happen, and residents really want it to happen, and we've got this great opportunity, and I really, really hope the Premier gets on board because there's a big groundswell against what she's doing, and it would be the right decision to now listen to the people and do what Western Sydney are asking and embrace the culture we have instead of cargo culting us with something else.
Yeah. And as an aside, tell me a little bit more about the whispers that North Parramatta could become the Greenwich Village of Sydney.
Tell me more.
Have you heard about this?
I don't think so.
Oh, right. One of our producer, Ben, who's working on the story, he was just saying that, I think reiterating what you were saying in terms of the rich culture out there and the booming community that has always been there but is now getting this spotlight and embracing and harnessing that. So
Well, there is so much opportunity. And Ben's right, and he's, of course, got a very famous father, Jim Coleman, that wrote a fabulous book called The House That Jack Built, about Jack Mundy.
Yes.
And I've got Jack's signature and Jim's signature on that book.
Oh, that's
actually
so awesome.
I was just telling Ben that the other day. Look, there's so many layers of Parramatta's history there, and I was talking to him about the Fleet Street Heritage Precinct, which is this 30 hectares just down the road from this flooded, small, compromised riverbank site everyone's focused on. The state government own it, 30 hectares. It's got the oldest serving jail in Australia, the Parramatta Jail. It's got the female factory, place where 5,000 convict women came to Parramatta. It is the largest, longest-serving female convict site in Australia. We've got all these great narratives that we could build on as a place for people to come here and celebrate, you know, these great stories of our colony and how it started, our great First Nations narratives and stories. That doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
We don't have a Museum of New South Wales. Victoria does. Queensland does.
Get
South
on board,
Australia
New
has.
South Wales. What's the
I
New
know.
South
Let's
Wales
be
government?
Proud.
I know.
We are the premier state. Yes. Let's celebrate it.
Yes. Oh, my God. Suzette, I could talk to you all morning, but we have run out of time. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. And listeners, if you want to get
yeah.
on board.
Go to Save Willow Grove Facebook page.
Perfect.
And you can find out how to save it.
Excellent. Suzette, all the best. Hey, we are all behind you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.